pitch to Rosario is swung on, driven high and deep to left. This one's carrying way back and gone. Here comes the 0-1 from Olsen. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep right center. Allen is back looking up, and that ball's gone. Here comes the 2-1. Swung on, high fly ball, deep right center. Zimmer back looking up at the wall, gone. Eddie Rosario's third home run on the day wins it for the Twins. 7-5, the final score. And that is a heartbreaker for the Tribe today.
Bob, was that you choking or throwing up? What was that making that noise? Sorry, I didn't mean to put that
on. Yeah, that was like, hey, good morning, boys. Yeah, you needed to do that this morning? I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's no way to start the day. Yeah, tough weekend in Minnesota after running the end of May pretty darn well. We go into Minnesota, and the bullpen reared its ugly head again, and the Twins get to take 3 out of 4 from the Tribe. Yeah, not good. You know, we're gonna continue to find the answer to our bullpen woes as we move through this thing. But I think over the next couple weeks, people are gonna have to get in a sense that we're going to be a ball club that wins like 5 in a row, and then we drop 2 or 3 in a row, and we'll win 5 in a row until we get this thing figured out.
Well, our offense seems to have figured it out, and it just keeps going. It's just that sometimes we give up more than we take at that point.
Yeah, exactly. No, the offense, my goodness, we're the only team in baseball that has 5 guys with 10 or more homers and 5 guys with 30 or more RBIs. I mean, we scored the most runs in all of baseball the month of May. The offense doing well. Starting pitching has been terrific. Our defense, not quite as crisp as it was a year ago, but it's not a troublesome area. It's the bullpen. You just can't let teams score late. Last 5 years, we didn't allow teams to score late. So that never was an issue for us. And all of a sudden it's become an issue and it's something new. But our guys will figure it out.
Bob, is upsetting as it is to see the bullpen kind of lose some of these leads and see the tough losses that they're taking here. It's got to be promising in the sense that the offense is on all cylinders right now. The starting pitching looks as good as it's ever been for the Cleveland Indians. And as you kind of point out, it's kind of a waiting game right now to see that bullpen work things out and see what happens, possibly trades moving forward. So, well, at least we have high hopes of things to come in the future with the offense and starting pitching, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're the elite team in our division, no question. We're just not playing, the kind of baseball on all cylinders as, you know, we are capable of doing. I just remind people, last year, believe it or not, on June 13, we were 31-31, and we ended up winning 102 games. I don't think the odds are not in our favor that we'll win 22 in a row like we did last year, but this team's capable of whipping off a whole lot of wins with the offense we have and the starting pitching, and we'll figure out that bullpen. We'll get it done.
I'm not going to point fingers at Matt Douglas, but on Friday before the Twins series started, he said, look, we are on a winning streak right now, and see the teams that we have to go through, we have a pretty good chance to put a little bit of a win streak together. And then,
well, that's what we thought too. Yeah. You know, again, because we're playing starting on Memorial Day, 23 of our next 25 games are against the AL Central, which is a group of teams that we should beat up on. So going into Minnesota, anytime you play a 4-game series, you're looking to split. You just can't go into Minnesota and let them beat you 3 out of 4.
Yeah, well, we are still in first place, so let's just keep that in mind as we are starting the month of June. We are on top of our division.
Yes, we are, and I think we will stay there the rest of the year. But again, we're not we're not clicking on all cylinders, and we'll figure the bullpen out.
We've got the series coming up with Milwaukee here. You just mentioned in a four-game series, you look for that split. This is a two-game series coming up at home. What do you hope for the Tribe here?
Well, with Kluber tomorrow night and Carrasco on Wednesday, it's a day game. So everybody who loves those weekday day games, 1:10, there's one on Wednesday for you. Indians.com's the place to go. Milwaukee's leading the American League or the National League Central. They're a good ball club. They were a surprise team a year ago. They added some pieces this year. So it's going to be a fun two-game set. And then we go back out on the road to play against some more American League Central Division teams as we will end up seeing Detroit and Chicago. We go to Detroit for the weekend and then four in Chicago before we come home to Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit again. So, you know, all AL Central dominant here for the next couple weeks. Let's hope we can get a string together.
All right, Bob, who are we drafting tonight? Or how is this
That's
working?
That's a good question. Yeah, you know anybody that we should draft? We have four picks in the top 67, although we're not picking in the first round till second last since we had the second best. Those 102 wins were second best to the Dodgers last year. But we start at number 29, and we have four picks in the first 67. It's going to be interesting. The last couple of years, we've pretty much focused on high school kids, so don't know, you know, if that philosophy will stay. It's supposed to be a pretty deep draft, so our guys are rather excited that we have four picks in the top 67. Starts at 6 o'clock on MLB Network, the show, the draft show, drafting begins at 7.
All right. There's a limited number of games on today's schedule, I guess. Everybody else is focusing on getting their team maybe on the draft or something. There's only looks like there's just two games or three games on today's schedule. So it's kind of an off day for most of Major League Baseball. But we get back at it tomorrow against the Brewers. And, Bob, we'll talk again next Monday, hopefully after a couple more wins from the Tribe this week.
That sounds good, and you won't hear me gagging when you play the highlights.
Well, I'm sorry.
So we'll make sure we win on Sunday so it's more fun on Monday.
Well, let me just leave us with the Edward Encarnacion three-run homer. Bob, have a
good
one.
There you go. Good boy.
All right. Take it easy.
Ball to left. Way, way back there. Home run Encarnacion. Into the third level. And Edwin Encarnacion has put the team on his back and turned this game around.